All right, we've got our tequila in honor of Spencer.
Scary.
And doing the intro before they even get into the chat here.
Doing it live.
We'll do it live, fuck it. Do it live.
Oh, dude, we need the Bill O'Reilly clip in our soundboard for sure.
I'll throw it in.
Sure.
Post edit,
perfect. Throw it in. Perfect.
All right, Allie and Spencer will be on in just a few minutes. They're running a little behind, having a little wrestling match, and
that's not a word started like that. Okay.
So we're just having a well. Dude,
this one person in the chat's getting a show right
they're
now.
They're getting a show. I'm having a tequila Sprite, Spencer, on episode 9 of the Beer Mile Podcast, one of the early guests, along with Allie. I didn't need to look that one up. I remember that one. One of the most listened to episodes ever.
We got a tattoo of that one.
Ass tats only. He said that tequila was his favorite alcoholic drink. So I figured, why not bring it back? Plus, that's what I had in my fridge. No beer in the fridge. We're running low on
beer. More of a necessity.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to talk about today with Allie Ostrander and Spencer Brown, aka the Athlete Special?
We got some dank Hot Ones cards.
Yeah, shout out to our boy, our patron.
Our mans.
Thank you again for the truth. Hot Ones, truth or dab. We're gonna use some of them on Allie and Spencer as icebreakers if we can't figure out what to ask them. If we get nervous and
stage fright?
Yeah, stage fright. If we get nervous and
I didn't know what word you were fishing for.
If we forget our place in the speech.
If we threw out his name, what is the top thing? Like, you have a notepad over there. What is the first item on it?
Gender swap.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to show them some gender swap. See what they think of each other.
Yeah. Rate out of 10. Or actually, we should ask them to do how many beers.
Yeah. Because you got to stick with the theme.
Yeah.
How many beers. Yeah, and then we're gonna ask him about a lot of things. It might get a little spicy as this podcast goes on. We'll see what level of banter they're willing to go today.
They'll know. We'll say, hey, now this one's for Patreon, and then they'll know to up the game. They're content creators.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, maybe we should have some stakes in it for them too. Like if they go to above a certain spice level, then we'll send them more stuff or something.
Ooh, I like that.
Just to get them to, and it'll be for
that's big, a that's a good things. Idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, this episode of the Beer Mile Podcast.
I guess we're doing that
once again. Brought to you by Manscaped. For the one listener who's watching live right now in the pre-interview room, make sure you go to manscaped.com right now and use the code Beer Mile, 20% off and free shipping. Get Dude, while supplies
to,
last.
I need to re-up all my shampoos.
I'm gonna get some more boxers. I think I'm done.
Oh,
I'm done living life done with boxers I only half like. I'm just gonna throw everything away that's not Manscaped at this point. Because it's all like low quality. I never want it. So
already used TBH. I'm smooth. Hey, what's up, Mario?
There we go. See, even the listeners in the chat room know what's up when it comes
green
to
lizard from Mario. That's such a good name.
It's a great screen name.
If you want to be a part of live, I feel like we don't plug this a lot. If you want to be a part of live interviews, join our fucking Patreon.
Patreon. You get to be a part of all of them live. You get to add your topics and questions into the chat. We'll ask them. And you get to see the pre-show and post-show of me and Adam saying stupid shit, like right now. Where we don't even know if all this is going to go in the intro or not. We're just going to keep talking until Allie and Spencer show up.
Like right now.
You know how you can tell that this is probably going to get cut, but this is for the Patreon version. You know how you can tell Allie and Spencer have never been really employed for reals? Because they show up 10 minutes late to a meeting. You can tell they've never had a corporate job.
Damn, see, I thought it was fucking worth
it. Yeah, there we go.
It was fucking hilarious. Man, I feel like having live viewers is going to make it be like...
It'll be more fun.
Yeah.
We can always just like tune in like 10 to 15 minutes early and just say some dumb shit before the guests get on. So that, I mean, there's the intro, I guess.
That's good enough for me.
Go back and watch episode 9, Allie and Spencer, to see where they were at. That was end of 2020. So it's been almost a year and a half. I think it's been about a year and a half since the last discussion. A lot has changed. We had that interview right after Spencer joined the Brooks Beast.
Yeah.
And that was part of that news. And now neither of them are on Brooks Beach. So this will be interesting to see what's up with their life.
It'll Do they play Flip Cup? Is that one of the Flip Cup?
That when we played Flip Cup against them and absolutely just smoked them.
I mean, who didn't we smoke?
It wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. Smoked them. And they played with water.
True.
Oh my tequila God. Sprite action.
I saw this TikTok where people were making mimosas and they poured the champagne and then they had a spray bottle with the OJ and it just like sprayed into it.
Oh Lord.
Like, that's how I like mimosas.
How I like mimosas.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with straight up drinking champagne.
It's not that good. It's really
depends.
Not that good.
Well, the champagne for making mimosas is ass.
Yeah.
Like it's like $12.
No, I don't spend that much on it. $5.
Like if you go to a restaurant and they have bottomless.
Oh, but yeah. Bottomless is like 12. 12 yeah. Standard, 10 to 12. 10's probably lower than it usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That champagne tastes like ass. But I kind of fuck with going to a restaurant and having champagne. Which is, I don't know.
We actually have champagne. You want champagne?
Yeah, actually.
Really? Okay. Yeah, you can pop a champagne. Drink. Let's do it.
Oh, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. We're just opening some champagne. One sec.
First time, give him a break.
Amateur.
All right.
You got that.
Doing the honors?
No, I won't like
it. Okay, you're not going to shoot it.
It might like come out though, so. Oh, there we go.
So Adam was, I was just having a little bit of tequila because I know that's your thing, Spencer. And Adam refuses to have tequila, so he wanted to open a bottle of champagne for some reason.
Champagne's not bad.
Not horrible,
I think champagne's my favorite, so.
Really?
It works.
My new thing is Bloody Marys.
Oh, I wish I got around to Bloody Marys. I can't do it.
That tomato taste is like, it's good for a few sips, but then it just, I don't know, it's too much.
It tastes like tomato soup. I love it.
Man,
yeah.
I don't know.
The saving grace in Bloody Marys is just like all the crap that they put in it, so I can like munch on something during.
Oh yeah. So Allie, champagne straight up or like mimosas?
Yeah, I like mimosas the best, I'd say. But like, I don't like a ton of orange juice, just like a splash, you know?
We're just having this debate.
We just had this debate and we said that we're not just a splash guys. We're like 50-50. You gotta have enough OJ in there.
Really?
I hate all juice. I think the juice is disgusting, so straight champagne for me.
You just said your favorite drink is one that involves tomato juice.
Okay, that's different. So you hate like fruit juice. Like
soup, tomato soup type thing. Yeah. Oh, fruit juice is so gross. I hate it.
So not a fan of apple juice?
Oh, hate it. Oh. Disgusting. I would never try it.
But this is a pro apple juice podcast.
Speak for yourself.
Post long run apple juice? That hits so different.
Wait,
try it. It'll change your life.
What's the stance on smoothies then? If you're saying no juice, do smoothies count as juice?
Smoothies are fine. Smoothies are fine.
Smoothies are more soupy though.
They're closer to a soup. Yeah, yeah.
Fruit soup is fine.
Yeah. It's weird. It doesn't make much sense, but yeah, it's got
to
have.
There's
that,
some
like,
logic to
I
it.
I don't know.
Not really. So. So, Spencer, what would you say? Is this a good tequila? I literally have no idea. This was left in my fridge by someone who was over.
I mean,
in your expert opinion,
I would say it looks pretty good to me. It looks pretty fancy.
Okay, great.
Branding's legit.
It looks fancy to me too. It looks like it's like not very cheap, so it's probably great. Just assume that it's great.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you on for round two. Like about a year and a half later, which it doesn't seem like it was that long, but it also at the same time does seem like it was a long time ago. So I don't know. How recent does it seem like to you a year and a half ago in late 2020? Does that feel like a lifetime ago at this point?
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime, but I don't know. I'm kind of on the same page as you. Like when I think about it, it seems like forever ago, but the time passed quickly at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
Pandemic will do these things.
The continuum was warped by the pandemic, and now it goes
100%
all directions at once.
I feel like we just did the podcast, But at the same time, so much has happened since. Like, neither of us are on Brooks anymore. Yeah. But like, yeah, so a lot has happened, but it also feels like just yesterday.
Have you recovered from the torment of losing in Flip Cup? Or are you still worried about that day in and day out?
I would say we just got past it about last week. So, yeah. It was a long time. We had to go to group therapy, but we got through
made
it.
Made it through.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Are you sitting in the same place as you were a year and a half ago? Yeah, or is this a new place?
Different.
Okay.
Different.
I mean, it's like a yellowish wall.
Yeah. Beige background.
We haven't upgraded.
That would have been funny if it's the same couch, the same wall, same everything.
We gotta recreate it shot for shot.
Oh god. So how's it going this week? How is your day today? It's a Wednesday evening. So what did you both do today? Give us a day in the life on a Wednesday in Seattle.
Well, it started pretty good because I forgot to bring clothes to Spencer's house, so I had to borrow his clothes. And so I was wearing men's running shorts and a t-shirt, and we needed bananas at the store. So we were like, we'll just walk over there real quick. And I was like, I'm not going to see anyone I know. It's fine. So we walked over there, and as we're leaving, someone's like, Allie-o! And I turned around, and they're like two guys that I've barely seen since like high school were like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, of course. At this time, when I'm wearing Spencer's clothes, I would see these people. They think I'm a scrub. Started, but it's gone uphill since. Uphill in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. We went for a run. I played some disc golf. I've gotten into disc golf in the last year and a half.
All right. So. A big approver of that. I've been a big disc golf fan since, I don't know, beginning of high school, junior high maybe. A long time. That was like our cross-country team activity.
Chris, you're like a former pro disc golfer.
I'm not a former pro disc golfer.
Basically.
I did a couple tournaments in high school for fun, and I won the rec division in a couple local tournaments in Iowa. So, yeah, I'm basically a pro. Let's call me a pro. But, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
over here.
Yeah, we'll have to go check out the disc golf courses in
Seattle.
Yeah,
what is the disc golf scene like out there? Is it getting really popular? I know it's nuts in like the Chicago suburb area, and then also where I grew up in Iowa. Like, just the number of courses is increasing. They're always packed. Like, it seems like a lot of people are getting into it the last couple of years.
I think COVID is what made everyone get crazy into it. It's an outdoor activity. Yeah. It's easy, leisurely. It's Seattle has such nice suburb and like beautiful woods area right outside the city. So it's honestly really nice to just get out of the city. And every time you leave like the actual Seattle area and you drive 25 minutes down the road, it's always less cloudy. Like, Seattle's so rainy and cloudy, but right outside of it's like not as bad.
Interesting. So, Allie, do you play as well, or do you just go out and walk? I know, like, my wife hates playing, but she's cool with just like walking alongside me while I play.
The courses are pretty.
It's like going for a walk. No, yeah. She doesn't.
I participate. I am the caddy. Okay.
Oh,
I
carry all right. The That's nice. Supportive.
Go on a little hike. It's fun. I like the walking around part, so I guess it's kind of the same. But every once in a while, we go – there's a field really close to the house. So we go out to the field and practice throwing discs. And last time I practiced, I was doing a lot better. So I think I'm almost ready to graduate to actually playing.
You just got to dive in.
A lot more practice.
Coach says no go.
You know, people who suck at disc golf hate it. It's not fun for anyone.
Yeah.
They throw it like – and it's just – it's – yeah, it's better for both of us that you don't play.
It is one of those games where it's like there's a turning point. Like, once you get so good, then you actually like it and it's fun. But to get to that point, it kind of sucks to get to that point. It takes a while.
That's kind of how regular golf is.
Same with regular golf. You're just like chasing your ball in the trees all the time. Same thing.
Yeah, I don't really want to play because I know that it would be like six throws minimum just to get to the basket. So I'm like, I don't want to hold everyone back in that way, so I'm just out there.
My problem is I have like a I have no control over where I let go of the disc.
Yeah, you don't.
I can throw it far, but it just like might go into the street.
Accuracy's off.
Yeah.
Okay, so we thought what would something fun here to kick off, because I think we need an icebreaker. You know, we're all a little nervous, and
we've never met before.
We've never met. So we want you to wait. What do we want them to do? We want them to rate on a scale of 1 to 10, or no? We want them to
how many beers?
Are you familiar with how many beers?
Oh, before you would hook up with someone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys did one where it was like the Brooks Beast guys.
You guys
both said me. I thought I was very attractive, to be completely honest. So I don't know.
We gave you an upgrade for this one. Chris, pulled the trigger on Sharon.
So we're gonna go.
Who should we go first?
Yeah, who wants to?
Do we just have hall passes for life right now, or
do you want me to show? So it's, we got a different picture of you, Spencer. Do you want me to show Spencer?
Let's do the updated Spencer first.
Okay, we'll do Spencer first. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. All right, Allie. Gary, get ready.
How many beers?
Let me know what you think.
Well, am I doing it for myself?
No, it's Allie for
That's
you.
Crazy. Are you related to Emma Chamberlain? I'm so shook right now.
You think he looks like,
yeah, like
Emma Chamberlain?
70 or 80.
Oh, I can't. 80 years
old. Usually you just say blacked out. You don't black out after 70 or 80.
She's powering through for 70 to
80. No one has ever said her.
Days have built up.
No one has said that. Same word for that.
Oh my god.
I don't know why that made me laugh. This is an upgrade, though. I think it's sober.
It's an update.
This is a good one.
That's a new model.
This is a good one. Okay. Now we'll do the reverse here.
Me as a guy, am I just gonna look like my dad? I'm scared.
Does your dad look like that?
You look like Will.
I do.
Allie, the pain in your voice.
I'd say if this is a charming guy with a couple good pickup lines, maybe two or three.
Yeah, there we go.
If he's got a personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nice, yeah.
Oh, good personality.
Looks like a fun dude.
I wonder what that means.
Oh man.
That's so weird looking.
The fact that it gave you facial hair really threw me off.
It's so weird.
I didn't expect that at all. I thought I would be blonde as a guy, but my hair color changed.
Yeah, I don't know where I got that from, huh?
Yeah, wait, was the original picture... Like, was the lighting just weird or something?
It must have been.
It was like a little brown.
Dude, that blonde.
Maybe more brown, so maybe that's why.
I just picked up on that.
App, it was worth every cent.
I can't believe that you paid for that app. So you could just do gender swaps.
I think it was like $9. Oh, yeah. I think it was like $9.
If you want to do unlimited gender swaps, yeah. I think you could do like a couple for free. And then if you want to do unlimited,
it's like $9 a year, I think. And Chris and I were having
a
few.
Let's just all share the login so that we can all use it, right?
I mean, shit, for that. It's kind of expensive.
Oh, boy. Well, I think we have some more fun stuff for a little bit later. We have some other good cards as well, but maybe we should ask because the people would want to know, like, how is the running thing going for both of you right now? Are you guys? I know we've been staying pretty current on the.
Off,
I was gonna say pretty
750, 758, 59, 3K.
Staying pretty current on the videos and the training. So what's coming up? I know. Spencer, you have some plans to race here in the near future. So what do you have coming up here in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I'm opening up outdoor at Bryan Clay. I think I'm in under 340 shape. So my goal is to try to run 337.0 by the end of the year, which qualifies for USA's. I'm in really good shape. I've done nothing fancy. Just, you both know how it goes. If you stay healthy for a while, you'll get pretty good. So yeah, no, if I can do that, I'd love to kind of like earn myself another opportunity with some sort of brand sponsor, whether it's a shoe brand or something else. But obviously, like, I just want to do it at this point. I'm definitely there. But yeah, I'm opening up at Brian Clay. And then it's kind of hard scheduling out a season when you're doing it on your own, because like I have to pay for all my flights and all that stuff. So I need to like be smart with where I choose to go. Mm-hmm. So it's very up in the air after that. So yeah, for the long response, yeah, Brian Clay for a 15, and then a bunch more races. I'm healthy, I'm fit. So it's just a fun time for running right now.
Your training dynamic with your dad as your coach is so unique, I think. I don't know. I feel like not many runners could do that. Like if my dad was my coach, I'd probably,
yeah, I don't think
we'd have some disagreements, but I don't know. Do you feel like it's kind of a separate headspace than like father son relationship when you're in like coach mode?
Yeah, definitely. He coached me in high school, and he's always been very supportive, and we're pretty good at like it definitely makes the relationship weird because there is that power dynamic, and he's my dad, so like if I don't like something, I'll bark at him more than if it was just like, you know, my prior coaches. So we get into disagreements here and there, but at the same time, there is more leeway with stuff. And like that, I like training on my own right now because like I can make audibles on the spot. If I'm like, I just feel like shit today, you know, mm-hmm. I want to do something different for my workout. And you can do that, where if you're on a team and you have a set workout and it's more of like a, you know, team dynamic, you can't do that as much. But yeah, it's great having my dad coach me. He's, you know, it's a learning process. He's a good coach. Like he's definitely more old school style, but he's like, he's a very, very smart guy. And I like definitely idolize him to a degree. So it's like a good power dynamic, and like, I trust what he believes in. And like probably the biggest thing I needed after like such a crappy last couple of years of running personally was just to have someone who like full on believes in you and loves you, mm-hmm. because that's like, it's like to have that is so nice. And like, you know, your other coaches do believe in you to a degree, but like your dad is like going to be the most supportive person possible for you. So it works. It wouldn't work for a lot of people, but it just happens to work for me.
So he's on the other side of the US. So are you, like, he's like just watching your videos and you're probably checking in with him afterwards and everything. Like, is there ever opportunities for you two to be in the same place, or just fully, fully trusting that you'll go get it done at the track?
Yeah. He's not going to be able to make it to the meets because he works, he's a teacher. And like coaches a high school team on the side, or assistant coaches. So, yeah, we like text, call pretty much every day at some point. And, yeah, the thing is, when you're like 24, 25 years old, like you don't really need a coach coddling you at the track. You know, right, what you're doing. It's like if you're still in the sport at like, yeah, after college and you're not like making money doing it, like you better know how to freaking show up to a track meet and like get your bib. It's not hard. So yeah, it's not like for me personally, like having a coach like yell my splits during a race, it doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah.
I usually don't even like hear people when I'm racing. So
yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not a whole lot that a coach can do during the race.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe something for some people, but not really. So how about from your side, yeah, Allie? It seems like you're putting together a good string of running and workouts as of late. So do you have any plans on the horizon?
Yeah, yes and no. I am still kind of undecided about this track season. Like, my training recently has been going well, but I still feel like a little bit scared to commit to races just because right now I feel like I have a lot of freedom. You know, if something pops up or my hip hurts or something, I feel super confident with like taking a few days off. Yeah. But once I have races on the schedule, there's that extra pressure to stay with your exact training schedule and make sure you're like constantly building fitness. And so I'm just afraid if like I commit to races or the track season that I'm gonna be tempted to push too far in training and get injured. And just I'm really trying hard to stay conservative and just string together training, even if it's maybe like lower volume or a little bit less intense than maybe what I would do.
That's a hard decision as an unsponsored.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, the reason that I stepped away from Brooks was because I wanted to have the freedom to do that, right, and to just make sure that I'm not going to re-enter a cycle of injury. And so I want to stay true to that, even though I'm super tempted to just jump back into racing because mm-hmm. I miss it a ton and it's so fun and it's track season and Worlds is in the U.S. So there's definitely a lot that's pulling me towards racing on the track this season, but I'm just not sure if it's what's best for me long term. So right now I'm kind of holding out, but I do plan to race something this year, whether it's like roads or trails or track even. So we'll just have to see. But yeah, training has been good. So I do want to race at some point.
Awesome. Actually, one of the common listener questions was whether you are going to make some appearances on some trail races this year instead, or roads or something off the track, basically. So maybe that's in store, potentially, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do have like a really loose goal in the back of my head for later this summer for some exciting trail stuff, but I haven't told anyone yet, so we're keeping it on the DL.
God, well, no one listens to this, so you can say it if you want. Like, no one's going to listen to this episode. You're good.
Zero people will hear this.
Zero people.
Yeah, like one of our most popular episodes. Yeah. You two are, I feel like you're very different from typical athletes in the space where no matter what, if you have like downturns in your training or you're like on the up and up kind of like you are right now, you always share. Is that intentional or how do you feel about that? I guess, do you feel that you do share either way?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is more for Spencer because I've started sharing like way more about like the highs and lows and that, but Spencer's like the god of doing that.
He's been doing it forever.
Since day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter how good he is for like 6 years.
Yeah. I've just been running bad for a while. That's what it means.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
No, yeah, yeah.
I think there's something to be said, though, for that. Like, it's way more relatable from audience if they see someone who isn't flawless, because no one's flawless. And so if you just see someone who's flawless all the time, it's like, well, that sucks. Like, I can't be that person.
These are
know?
Not real people.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, he's relatable. He had a bad day. Okay. I had a bad day. It's relatable. Right. I think that helps a lot with your relatability.
So I just learned this new term recently, gatekeeping. I didn't really understand it that much.
Oh, you but I'll literally try to like you tweeted it like 4 hours ago. I think I liked it.
But okay, so I don't want to. I feel like I try to not gatekeep my training and gatekeep running because everyone is like such a butt sniffer about their own training and like acts like it's like this godly thing that you can't like tell people about or like, oh, we're too good. We're Oregon or like we're this team. We can't, or, you know, we're this pro team. We can't be telling people what we're doing.
Yeah. It like that's our secret sauce. All. Yeah. Like everybody's and, like, doing the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and like, obviously whenever I do bad in races or I'm going through a hard time, people are like, yeah, I feel you, man. I'm also hurt. And like, this makes me motivated. And like,
yeah,
it's because everyone also, like, probably 95% of runners go through like hell most of their career, and where like it just sucks. Like, you can't make it to the final level. Like, it's that the select few people who like we see on Instagram everywhere, like even the Allies and like people even above Allies level are like, it's so few people, and those people have problems too. And like, pretty much most of us like struggle way. I mean, everyone just struggles a lot is basically what I'm saying. I don't want to get carried away, but yeah, that's, I feel like it's just, it's so surprising to me that people don't, the people are like surprised to see that with my training or whatever, you know?
It's interesting because like running is such an intense sport, and like it fucking sucks a lot of the time.
But if you're training hard, the point is you're like riding the line all the time.
But if you're, but if you're like an outsider, you'd just be like, oh, like look at all these like amazing people who are doing all this cool shit. And you're like, that's like, I mean, not come on, the sport.
I don't think many people are from the outside are saying, wow, these runners are doing such cool shit. Runners but are they thinking have, that. They have like not outside people.
Yeah, fair point.
No one outside of this like select runners world gives a shit about runners at all.
That's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
We're all so into it and so obsessed and think that everyone cares about our training so much, but like
everyone's got their heads so far off their asses.
Including myself, I think like my head is a freaking mile up my own ass, but I like it's just everyone else's are as well.
Yeah, it's true. So, very true.
It's very easy to forget. Yeah.
Sometimes it kind of sucks to like share the bad stuff. It's like you never want to be like, yeah, I'm going through this. It's really hard. Or like I had this terrible workout. Here's a video of it to have it online documented forever and eternity. But like it also makes it more rewarding to share the good stuff because like not just for you, but for everyone else. Like they know everything that you went through to get there, or that last week you sucked and this week you're the shit, so like that could happen to them too. It's just fun to show both sides of it because it makes you enjoy the highs more.
Any true hero's tale or movie or anything, there's always the heroes classic, are always beaten down before they rise
hero's
to the top.
Journey.
Exactly.
Classic. This guy took AP Lit.
I did not take AP Lit. Absolutely not. you were mentioning sponsors. So curious if either of you have, or maybe for both of you, like what would be a dream sponsor? Like regardless of whether it's realistic or not, like what is like the dream sponsor? Doesn't have to be a running brand. Can be any brand.
Yeah.
And also besides Mantra and Garmin, because you already have that.
That's already.
I know those are the dream, but you already have that. So let's go even outside that.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's is the answer.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a good answer.
It's a really good answer.
Chipotle or something.
Yeah.
Also,
we like already give Ben and Jerry a lot of business. So if we could just get free products, perhaps that would probably be about a full time income.
Yeah, offset the costs.
That would be good. For the foreseeable future, then, are you both content with continuing on with like YouTube and seeing where things go? Or are you, I don't know, any other like grand plans in the works at this point, or just living life as it is and seeing what comes to you?
Yeah, we definitely have no clue what we're doing with our lives, I would say.
Yeah, had a bit of
don't need to.
Bit of a talk the other day where I was just like, no idea what I'm gonna do in the future. Really, a very, very small distance in the future. The visibility is about 3 days right now, so it's
Allie's getting a wiener dog. So
yes, I'm getting a miniature dog.
Oh man,
That better be on the Instagrams.
I
expect a full YouTube video, full length.
Yes,
you will be so tired of seeing my dachshund.
Impossible.
And my wife can attest to this. Like dachshunds are the dogs that always pop up on like my TikTok or my Instagram reels.
Oh, you've got a type.
I love dachshunds.
You've
got a dog type. Yeah, I love dachshunds. They're so cute. Yeah. Dang, I wish you already had it so you could show the camera right now.
Big reveal.
Yeah. Bummer.
It's going to be a lot of work. Yeah,
I'm on a wait list, and they said that there were litters due at the end of March, but I haven't heard anything, so I'm just on the edge of my seat checking my email obsessively every day.
Okay, so any day now.
I feel
then,
that, been there.
Yeah, that Adam went through that a couple of years ago, too, with his breeder.
I went through that a couple of years. It was like some trials and tribulations to spend money on
you had to
a
wait
dog.
For your, you had to wait for your dog to come,
I did,
you know?
I did. Hey, at least Allie told Spencer. I didn't tell Jordan.
You didn't tell. Yeah. That's kind of weird. Is it weird to bring a dog home and you hadn't told the person you're living with before?
Ooh, good
you
question.
Brought the dog home.
Wait, are you guys dating or roommates? I think it's
his girlfriend. His girlfriend. He just like brought a dog home, and his girlfriend was like, "Oh, you bought a dog."
I think we were engaged at that point.
Oh, wait, even fiance. Worse, fiance.
Was it a gift?
No, it was for
himself,
like, it's for me,
not for her.
I was like, I want.
Oh, that's so,
I was
that's
like,
so weird.
I was like, I want a dog. I was like, I want a dog, and
responsibility.
But I knew the only dog that she would accept was Golden Doodle. So like, at least I did that right.
Okay, so you were on a wait list for months, and just never came up.
Yes, for actually. Oh. I thought you meant I didn't get a response on the wait list. One of the wait lists we were on ghosted us. Well, ghosted me.
Oh,
sad.
Got on a different wait list.
No, I think once we got on the wait list, maybe like a month into that, I told her, like after I had already put the money deposit down.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
right.
So she knew.
She knew, and she got to pick it out. So,
but she didn't.
See this fucking guy pitched. He pitched it all wrong.
Exaggeration of the year.
Yeah, my God.
You were leading it on. Come on.
You were roasted.
But you spent the money without asking.
And
committed to it without asking.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Well, Allie bought this dog, so it's technically like her. Yeah, I'm not liable.
Our dogs are probably like tax deductible, right? Is that a business expense?
I don't think so. Maybe. A dog in your case, if it's for content, that could be a business expense.
That's true. If it's in the videos, then
it counts.
Then it's a tax.
There you go.
It's a support animal to help with training.
Yeah.
Like help with, yeah, that's actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Valid.
That'll do.
We can hook a little GoPro to it. We can get the dogs.
It's a camera now.
That'll be fun. That's good content.
I like that.
From the dog's perspective.
But other than the dachshund, we're definitely. I want to get a sponsorship by like a brand. Like if it's around, if it can be a running brand, I would want one. Like I'd love like Nike or I don't know, a bigger brand. Just to like just throw me a little bit of money. That'd be nice.
Throw you a bone. Do you think you want to stick with your current training setup? Like, do you want to like dip your toes back into sponsor land before you like join a team? Yeah,
that's a good point. This year's so kind of like, I just need to see how I run. Like if I'm not like getting much better this year after like a really healthy long build up, then it's like, all right, let's start thinking about what we want to do with this. But if I start running like fast enough, like if I ran, I don't know, I don't even know what the times you need to run these days are. It's like a whole new era.
Yeah, true.
But like, I don't know, like, it used to be like 3:38 was pretty good. Now that's like so average. So probably if I ran like 3:36 and could get picked up by someone, I probably would want like freedom with it. So it was like an independent contract type thing. But beggars can't be choosers. I'd like to stay in, like, we're going to stay in Seattle for sure. So,
cool.
But I think that like, if I don't know, obviously the YouTube channel, social media stuff, could have some influence. These things kind of just come up, and I'm hoping that one of them just comes up after the season, though. It's all about how you race. That's what I'd like to do. But the reason we don't really have much of like a, you know, big plan is because we both kind of just need to see how we're doing with running in the next 6 months
and, like,
or so.
Get, get back to basics.
Right.
Sort of.
Totally. So if we need to, you know, take this non-public to answer it, just say so, but what's the price tag? Like what does it take to get Beer Mile Media, Beer Mile Podcast to be your sponsor? Oh. What's the price tag?
Man, that's a heavy hitter. Holy shit.
Maybe let's say
maybe half of what your Brooks contract was to like 500k.
Dude, these guys are good negotiators.
They're good negotiators. They anchor us way up here.
All right, we cannot have these negotiations out there in the public. We do not want any other brands hearing what we discussed and swiping in and stealing our athletes. So if you want to hear us converse and negotiate with Allie and Spencer over what it might take to make them athletes of Beer Mile Media, of the Beer Mile podcast, head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/beermile. The full, uncut, uncensored episode is there. Adam and I also brainstorm for quite a bit after we're done recording the podcast about what it might look like financially to be able to support this. So patreon.com/beermile if you want the deets and behind the scenes on this negotiation with Allie and Spencer. All right, back to the conversation.
I think what you do is you start the trend of like more like micro sponsorships, kind of like how NASCAR has multiple brands associated with a single car. Yeah. Like, why doesn't anybody do
that? That's what I'm trying to do. Because you can't really.
I mean,
it's exclusive for the most part.
But yeah, you kind of only represent one when you're racing. Like you represent, you know, the shoe brand or the clothing brand when you're racing. But a lot of athletes have other sponsors. They just don't rep them.
Of course. I am trying to do that, though. I want to like break that system. And I really think that I could do it. And I think a bunch of other people could too. But I think that like, if you just get a bunch of small, cool, like micro sponsorships, like you can definitely make as much or make a living to be able to keep pursuing the dream. I would just love to be able to just wear that kit with like six different things on my shirt.
Yeah.
So you like whatever reason you can't do that. It's so dumb, but I don't know.
Yeah. So is part of it because you like the meets, the rules are you only have like one name brand sponsor on your kit, or is it just because of the exclusivity between contracts?
I think the bigger, like it would be like a USA meet. If you qualify for that, you can't wear, you have to wear like whatever like your main brand is. But like other meets, I just don't think it matters.
I don't know. I know that there are rules like at the USA meets or at certain meets that the brand logo, you're limited to like 2 square inches.
Right.
So you can only have one, but
just rules that are just don't need to exist.
I mean, as long as you get like like temporary shoes that are a brand, you can wear as many as you want.
Oh, that's a small. That's a good idea.
There's an idea.
Okay. Well. We'll go crunch the numbers.
I feel like last time
we
were on the pod, they had business ideas too.
Well, so I mean, okay, so I'm thinking about it, right? Like, so what if we say we spent,
and we start talking numbers again here, we're going to have to take this over to Patreon, patreon.com/beermile. Head on over there if you want to hear all the details on the negotiation. Back to the show.
We'll talk afterwards.
Okay,
we'll talk about this actually. And we can get in. Also, it could be Greg, our guy. Shout out Greg. I know Greg listens. Greg Itahara. He makes the custom jerseys, so he could also include your other sponsors on the jerseys too. And sure, why not? That's fine. Just make a super sick custom kit that's plugs all the sponsors at once.
So cool.
I would be so down. Actually,
you know what?
I'm actually not really joking at this like, point. I'm not really joking.
I feel like we've quit the podcast. We've left that behind.
This is now a sponsorship negotiation.
We're negotiating live. We started at $500,000. Now we're down here. But we're going to be in the middle.
We need to end this now. I don't know how low we'll get. We're going to be paying you soon.
Yeah.
Well, so it's funny because after most recently in February, after the Wisco meet, a lot of the brands that we were talking to for sponsorship there were down to do like collective ad placement with other sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
it's really just if you're, it seems like it's really just the brands that would care, the sponsors that would care, is if you have that the shoe deal and it's like all the clothing and the shoes and everything. So like Nike or Brooks or On or anything like those are going to care. But anything that's not that is going to be a lot more flexible.
Damn, we like preemptively popped the bottle of champagne on this little deal here.
we manifested it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's definitely a head scratcher why it's not a thing yet, but maybe it just has to become a thing and people have to make it happen. So I don't know.
Oh damn! I already forgot about our fun game.
Yeah, we'll close out with that.
Okay,
we'll close out with that.
Oh, you've got some notes.
So while we're doing breaking news, the other news that some listeners wanted us to bring right here, they said, can you, Spencer, propose live to Allie right here on the Beer Mile podcast?
I do love Allie, but not now, I would say.
Oh, so offended.
I got this ring. I got it.
At first I thought you were going to say, I do love Allie, but not that much. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know if we're causing a rift here.
We're just not in that way, you know, more friends.
Yeah.
All right. Allie, you just gave the name of the episode.
Wait, I missed it. What is the name of the episode? What did you just say?
So the name of the episode from Allie is Spencer Brown friendzoned? ?
But that was already a thing when they started dating. Everyone thought they were friendzoned. So that's old news.
Oh, our cameras are too
so
slow.
Pumped for me. That brings back a lot of memories. Yeah. I feel like it was like an Instagram reveal when we were dating.
People were congratulating you like you just won a race or PR'd or something. Like, yeah, Spence, you did it.
That's amazing.
I know. No one was saying any congrats to you.
Yeah. No, people were congratulating you on my post.
Oh. I couldn't believe Spencer did it. Couldn't believe that he got a girlfriend. Punching above his weight.
All right, we got the gender swap. That's off the to-do list.
We got that. We got that. I'm looking. Let me. Oh, okay. Here was the other. We're getting the spicy ones out of the way. So, I don't even remember what episode this was. We had Waleed and Isaiah Harris on.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And Waleed said to ask you about
your cross training.
So Waleed was your roommate, Allie, is that correct? Or is your roommate? I don't know if he still is or not.
Yeah, Waleed and I live in the same house. Yeah.
Okay. So he said,
we're housemates. I don't know why I made this weird, but I did.
Oh, Chris is going to finish the question. Yeah. And it's going to get worse.
Well, he just said to ask why there are so many wrestling noises at the house. And he didn't mean that like in a sexual way at all. He meant that in a wrestling way.
It sounds like he would mean it in a sexual way, but I definitely not for a second thought that he did. Because we do just wrestle.
Joke around.
Yeah, Spencer says it's a joke because I always win.
It's not,
I find that believable.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, there's this corner of the couch that's like, it indisputably the best spot.
Best
to
part
sit.
Of the couch, of course. You know
what I mean? Yeah, the corner of the couch. And Spencer always takes it. So then I have to go and try to claim my territory, and it always turns into a bit of a wrestling match, duel situation. Because
Allie is at low-key a psychopath Hulk that like has the ability to put so much try hard effort into pushing me off the couch. It's we like wrestle around, but she like can push herself so much harder than I can. I just start laughing
for a space on the couch.
Yeah, and honestly, just for wrestling around too.
Just to win.
Allie's will to win is fucked up. It's crazy. It's I can't even describe it. Like, yeah.
Well, I can't turn it off. It applies to all aspects of life, including the spot on the couch.
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
I am a sore loser, though.
Allie, we'll do, like, do you guys ever do, like, the Daily Mini or, like, Wordle or anything like that? Like,
oh, Allie, sure.
Allie, like, especially if I'm doing the Daily Mini, just, like, a little – it's like a daily crossword. Allie can't be in the same room as me if we're doing it, like, separately, because she gets too nervous that I'm going to beat her on it. And if I beat her on it, she won't talk to me.
Only for a few.
So it's – yeah,
it's not a problem that often because I feel so
good. I feel that with like with board games.
Oh yeah, yeah, board games are tough.
I think probably most pro runners, well, runners in general, are like that type for the most part, like overly competitive to some extent, like the will to go run and grind yourself every day. Like there's something like some inner competitiveness motivation there for sure. So that's not that surprising, but I also think Allie, you clearly do. And also Spencer, like with your dad coaching you, doesn't he's not like as big of a proponent of like the like lifting and strength training and all that stuff too, right? So I mean, Allie's definitely like way stronger than you, I would assume.
Oh, good point.
Well, I mean, low key, Allie is a freak in the gym, but no, I don't do much lifting, but I'm pretty strong.
have you guys that's fucking amazing. Have you guys arm wrestled before?
I'm pretty strong.
Why is that?
What even is like?
Why is that? Strong? That reminds me of I don't know if you guys watched Hercules, like the animated one. Wow, Mister, you're pretty strong.
I don't even know where I'm laughing right now.
I think this is the most I've laughed at a podcast. But
yeah, it's good.
It's a champagne. Oh,
I always forget we're on a podcast, and okay.
Spencer gets nervous on podcasts because his mom listens to them.
What's up, Terry?
I feel like of everyone that can't be nervous on a podcast, it'd be both of you, because you willingly share things with the world that are definitely really deeper point. Than what's being talked about on this podcast. So
true.
Okay, so there was there were a bunch of listener questions. We already talked about a bunch of them, but there was a couple in particular I wanted to make sure to ask. So
this one
I don't actually know what the backstory is here. So
I was reading some of the other ones.
I know what you're looking at. There's some inappropriate ones, as there always are.
I last over 5 minutes.
We're ready. Ask the questions. Oh my God.
Yes. That was there's a couple of those in there. Yes, a couple Jesus of those. Christ. Okay, so someone asked, what's the relationship between Brooks Beasts and Hanson's Distance Project?
Oh, I mean, they're sponsored by the same company, so like they're friendly. Like if we're at meets with them, we'll hang out and stuff, but other than that, there's like no relationship.
Interesting. Okay.
I guess I never thought about like different brand teams.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was if there was any backstory to why this person asked that. I didn't know if there was like some beef going on or something, but apparently not. No beef or anything.
No.
Okay.
I feel like the Hansons are pretty hard to have beef with.
Yeah, they're all nice.
So here's a good one for you, Spencer. When is the mullet coming back?
Oh, good question.
I just got a haircut actually 2 days ago. A little more off the top than I would have liked, but I don't think it's coming back for a while.
Well, it's definitely not. Your hair's like this long now, so it's going to be a while if it comes back.
Yeah, I don't know. I never had the best mullet in the first place, so yeah, probably never.
Never say never. We'll make it part of the contract.
Yeah, that's right. You have to have the mullet back to really stand out. Okay, how about this? If you're picking a place to live and you have to pick between where Allie's from, Alaska, or where you're from, Spencer, Connecticut, which one would you move to?
Wait, Connecticut? Is this one just for Spencer? Do I answer?
No, both of you. Like, if you collectively had to leave Seattle and move to one or the other, would you rather go move to where Spencer grew up or where you grew up, Allie?
Neither.
I don't want to move either.
I was anticipating that.
Yeah, gosh. I don't know. I mean,
it kind of just sucks for one person if you're way on the other side.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to think.
How far of a flight is it?
From Connecticut to Alaska is probably 14.
I think there's like one direct flight.
Not that long, actually. I think it would be like 9 hours.
I think it's like a 7 or 8 hour flight. If you get a direct.
That's still nuts. Okay,
still long ways.
It's like going to Europe.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Connecticut, just because like it's way better for a track perspective. Like you're way closer to meets and stuff. But I think just from lifestyle perspective, I'd rather live in Alaska because I like all the outdoor stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Spencer, you're definitely a big like hiker, trail runner guy, right?
No.
There's other fun stuff to do in Alaska.
Yeah, there is other fun stuff, but the trail and mountain and hiking stuff is the best.
Yeah. What else you got? Any appropriate ones, please?
Yeah, let's do one last listener question here. Oh, here we go. I don't know if we'll get anywhere with this one, but who's the biggest runner you think you could beat up in a fight? I don't know if they want you to name a specific.
Yeah, call somebody out. Say who you could.
I guess
beat
interpret
in a fight.
It how you want. It could be like most popular runner or. Yeah,
call him out.
Henry Wynn. I've wrestled Henry and I beat him. I beat him at the Halloween party. You can ask anyone.
We've got one of the listeners chatted Ryan Hall. Fuck no.
Ryan Hall. No one's fighting Ryan Hall now.
maybe a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was
I'm trying to think of the, I feel like maybe I could take on Kipchoge. I almost called him Chip Kobe.
That's his alter ego.
Chip.
I've got enough practice wrestling Spencer for the couch. I think I could take him down.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could see that. I don't think Kipchoge would ever put up a fight back against you in any way. He would just, whatever. Yeah. He seems like too chill, too peaceful of a guy.
Unless you like fuck with his water station or something.
Maybe. Yeah, he would also probably be like, fine, we can do this, but like, I don't care.
It's like over a couch spot? What? What are we doing?
I'll just give you the couch spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, maybe pick one or two of these to close out.
Oh boy.
Okay, so we have this is what we're doing for closing questions. So we had one of our Patreons, as Adam likes to say, one of our patrons, they sent us this the Hot Ones Truth. I don't know if that's backwards in what you're saying or not. Hot Ones Truth or Dab game. Okay, yeah, and there's a bunch of different questions in here that are like, how well do you know each other, basically, and if in this game, if you get it wrong about the other person, you have to bite one of the wings with the super hot sauce and basically burn yourself. But they're just good questions, so we're going to use a couple of them as closing questions. And
these are your two. We're going to the classic
runner type questions.
Classic runner type questions. All right, this question is: you've just pooped in a public restaurant and you realize there's no toilet paper. What do you do?
We're answering it about the other person, or they're in, or like just saying our answers.
This one's just about yourself. Just what would you do if you pooped in a public restroom and there's no teepee?
Play by play.
Play by play. I just discreetly pull up the pants and continue on with my day.
Do you leave the restaurant?
I would.
Wait, I thought I was just in a public restroom. I'm on
yeah,
a
Adam,
run,
you
right?
Misread. Adam, oh, Adam, missed, Adam is it. Adam's feeling the champagne. It says public. It says public restroom. I restroom.
Dude, okay. I think we call this podcast Adam.
You just pooped in the restaurant in the middle of the table?
I think we call this episode Adam Can't Read? Question mark.
Oh my God. If I poop in a restaurant, I think the toilet is not what I'm concerned about.
I think you leave as soon as you poop in a restaurant.
Well, it's not a restaurant. It's a restroom.
I think that's a better question.
It's not a better question because who just poops in the middle of the restaurant?
Sometimes you gotta.
No, you don't poop. In, oh my God. Bad question.
Bad question. You have to.
You guys are fucking gaslighting me.
No.
I hate it.
I actually have a good response to that, though.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, here we go.
In the past, I've done this. Oh, it's miserable to do, but I've used the toilet paper roll.
The cardboard.
Like, just like the cardboard. You tear it, and you wipe it that way.
I actually have done that as well.
You've got to do it sometimes. You just have to, especially like
on like desperate times. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would do the same. That or if it's cold out and I have a glove on or something, just sacrifice a glove. Yeah. If it's not a nice one, that would be the other option. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's
right, here, you read this one.
Here's the other one.
I can't.
I'm gonna change this to be Adam style, and then I'll read the real thing. It's something we all think about. Do you pee in the restaurant? It's do you pee in the shower?
I fucking hate it here.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, good. Yeah, where yeses as well. Why would you waste a flush?
No, I pee before the shower. No, I'm an adult.
No, you don't. You don't lie.
I don't believe in peeing in the pool or peeing in the shower.
In the restaurant, so.
Man, I'm just getting flamed.
It's so obvious.
I didn't know we were doing the roast of Adam.
Someone's always got to be a target. That's, it just happened to be you, you know?
True, yeah. If you have four in a group, it's got to be one person.
Well, thanks for playing along on Adam's stupid questions he can't read. Appreciate that segment.
That was a good segment.
Out really well.
That was a
great
good segment.
Great segment. Oh, my God. All right. Well, any of your sponsors you need to plug, Beer Mile Media, anyone else you need
true.
To plug, or how about this, too? While you're thinking of ways to plug the sponsorship that's getting manifested. Also, what are some words of wisdom that you can leave the listeners with?
Me or Allie?
I don't know. I don't know who I'm looking at. I'm just looking at the screen.
All right. Okay. I've got a good wise one. So I was sitting on a park bench the other day. It was a sunny, nice day, and I was just enjoying the nature, enjoying people walking by frantic or like just so wrapped up in their own lives. And I realized that no one cares about what you are doing specifically. And that's it, you know, just no one cares about what you're doing. In
a
good way.
It sounds negative. Yeah, it sounds negative, but it's very positive.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Once you think about it.
Everyone is so wrapped up in what is going on in their own lives. It doesn't matter what people think about you because they're not really thinking about you at all.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And my advice would just be to see everything you do as a privilege instead of a chore, like especially running and training and stuff like that. You know, it's really a privilege to be able to run or to be able to do a workout, and just trying to focus more on like the enjoyment and love that you have for the sport instead of feeling like it's an obligation.
Damn, those are the best words of wisdom we've had in a
very, very good. At first, Spencer, when you started saying that, I don't know why. I immediately thought that you were reciting lyrics to a song. And I was trying to place like what song it was. Like,
was
like,
something park bench? Well, like, what?
I can't remember. It's one of the songs. It's like, I think it's like the, not Colt 45, but the Because I Got High by Afro Man. I don't know. One of them is like
You might actually not be crazy. Yeah.
One of them starts out with them. Yeah. I'm sitting on a park bench and saw this. Yeah. I was sitting on a park bench and saw this girl passing by and something.
Coincidence.
So I don't know. That's where I thought you were going with it, but it was actually genuine. So very good words of wisdom. I love that.
Thank you. We saved 100% of the serious content for the end of the podcast.
Yeah, let's leave the listeners on a serious note so they can go do whatever they're doing. Go for their long run or something. Yeah,
they can zone back in.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming on. I think everyone's going to hopefully have some laughs with this one. And then, let's talk on the side. I think we can... I think we can do something here. We can work something out. Let's talk on the side.
Yes, definitely. I'm excited for real.
All right, cool.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, that's it. I guess that's the podcast.
insert the that's all, folks.
Enjoy the rest of the campaign.
Yes, thank you. We're going to finish the whole bottle to celebrate now. Yeah, we absolutely. All right, that was Spencer and Allie. This is Espolón, and we're having champagne on a Wednesday night.
I was just going to say, what is Espolón for our audio-only listeners?
It's a tequila. I mean, 100% agave, of course.
Isn't that what tequila is?
Of course.
What?
Of course. We don't get 98%. I mean, not in this household.
Who cuts their agave, bro?
It was pretty good. I mixed it with some flat Sprite that's been in my fridge for a couple months opened.
Sick.
So that added a lot of value to it. And
what are we rating it on taste?
Well, we're rating it as, I didn't do a shot of it, so I can't truly rate it. We're rating it.
You're a little mixy guy.
Mixy was like a 6 out of 10
for taste.
Yeah. Not a flat Sprite when I didn't put enough Sprite in it. Just all around bad.
That's sad.
All around bad. So yeah. not good.
So drinkability.
Drinkability is or a 10. I could have just.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's just like we can soda.
Well, I mean, bottles
here,
open.
Give me a little more champagne.
Bottles open.
Give me a little more champagne. We got to celebrate top potential first athlete ever getting signed to Beer Mile Media.
It's funny because we have, who are like the other, we talked to Craig a little bit about it.
Craig Nowak, tried a little bit. Well, he would have, we just didn't have a jersey. At the time was part of the issue.
He also, I mean, there was a brand that sent him a really dope kit. I think it was PBR.
Oh, the PBR kit.
That was fucking amazing.
That was nice. All right, well, cheers to maybe sponsoring.
Cheers.
Spencer and Allie. Maybe.
I think that was good ASMR.
Wait, do it right up on the mic.
Oh, that was money.
Ooh, that hit different.
Do we rate the champagne? What do we got here?
Yeah. Let's draft the contract after we finish the bottle. We just write like a couple sentences on a Word doc. It's like, you must wear our stuff. We'll pay you $1,000 a month.
Must here do an Instagram post. We pay you money. And
that should be like the Insta post. It's like,
should be a crayon.
Just signed a deal contract. With Spencer Brown, and then it's like a crayon contract.
Dude, oh
you
my
must
God.
Post on Insta and YouTube. Here's money. Okay, we should rate the champagne. The champagne is like a 3 on taste a 3 on drinkability.
Oh, a 3 on both?
Yeah, it's gross. I don't want any more of it. I mean, if you mix it with some soda, sure.
Yeah.
Or orange juice, it's probably fine, but it's not good.
3 on taste, but 7 on drinkability. I'll fucking slam a bottle of champagne. I don't care.
All right. Do you want to take a shot of tequila?
No.
Okay. Neither do I. All right. I think that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. We got to go write a contract. We got to go. I don't know. What else we got to go do? Give some words of wisdom. What do you got?
Do you want?
What do you got?
Words of wisdom. Do I have any wisdom in here?
Oh yeah, yeah. Read a couple of these.
Oh, you know what? This I'll give words of wisdom. If your hall pass is Ariana Grande, you need to update that to Zendaya.
Who?
Zendaya.
Who is this?
Jesus Christ, you are old.
I mean, yeah, I don't go for 17-year-olds. I'm sorry.
She's 24, 25.
Then why are you calling me old? She's old.
Because you didn't know who she was.
Who is that? Zendaya, I'm sorry, dude? She doesn't have as much clout as Spencer Brown and Ali Ostrander. Excuse me.
Zendaya is the new Ariana. That's my words of wisdom.
Nah, no one can beat Ariana's voice.
She's dating Spider-Man.
She oh, did. Yeah, okay, she so is. she does have clout then.
And it jerks off to a voice. Dude, you know it's fun. We might as well take the CP cake. Dude, you know what's funny is I actually haven't seen Euphoria. But I know that it's fucking wild. No, the movie that made me reconsider was Dune. She was pretty hot in Dune.
I haven't seen that one either. I'm not a big movie guy. I'm not a big TV guy. You know, just not a big TV guy.
I found out that we had cable the other week. So yeah, same.
Yeah, cable's included in our building. Yes,
I did know that.
So that was your words of wisdom. Go
switch
for
your, switch
Zendaya
your hall pass
over Ariana Grande.
Zendaya.
Okay.
What's your words of wisdom?
My words of wisdom. What do I got in my notebook? Let's see. Oh, God, we didn't get them to propose. That's a bummer. But we're still calling the COD podcast that.
I thought the podcast was... Well, it's something that has to do with Adam can't read.
No, the podcast name is Spencer Brown and Ali O sign Beer Mommy to sponsorship deal and Spencer proposes live on the show. If we want clicks, that's the clicks.
We should add. I'm fucking down for
that. Do you want clicks?
Dude, whatever. Fuck
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you.
Fuck it.
We're doing clicks. Okay.
Sure.
I don't even know. None of that's good.
Yeah, come with. Yeah. Do you want. All right, I'll give you
give me,
one.
Give me here. I'll read one for you.
Oh, God.
All right.
Wait, you got to scroll down. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them aren't words of wisdom.
I'm not reading the top one. We'll save that for a different day. Actually, I'll say it right now, but it's not going in the podcast. Words of wisdom. Should I say the my or just what's the way to make that just advice, life advice? Oh, okay. Here we go.
Find you a man who's
a wise man once said, a man's favorite pastime is eating his wife's pussy. Oh my God! Why'd you write that in your notes?
Dude, because I was fucking loaded.
And it's my wives.
I don't know how to use the fucking apostrophe. My ass.
Okay, that's not the words of wisdom. We're gonna do.
Hey, Mormons gotta eat too. Dude, this is fucking most
I've laughed on a fucking podcast episode. Oh, God, yeah, we. Yeah.
I'm sweating so much.
I'm sweating
right
a
now.
Lot. All right, here's Adam's words of advice because he wrote
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ!
In solidarity with Shikari. In solidarity, take 67. In solidarity.
Take 69.
Yep. In solidarity with Shikari.
Jesus Christ.
Take 70. See, this is the great thing about editing. No one besides these two people right here are going to know that any of this happened.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody's going to know. In solidarity with Shikari Richardson, I will be smoking weed every day I train to show that weed is not performance enhancing. Over and out.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Well, I think that's the show. I think there's a minute of that
tune
content in there.
Tune in next week for fucking God knows what.